Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for today is two verses from Psalm 119 as part of the responsive psalm that we read. These words, "Your statutes are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The opening up of your words gives light, instructing the simple." This entire psalm, Psalm 119, is a devotional reflection on the beauty and the blessing of God's Word. Elsewhere throughout this very long psalm, the writer asks the Lord to teach him to follow His decrees and to give him understanding that he might keep God's laws. He states, as we sang in our song a few moments ago, that God's Word is a lamp to his feet and a light to his path. He reasons that his advanced understanding and insight have come as a result of meditating on and obeying God's Word. And he professes in our text this morning that the opening and the learning and the integrating of God's Word into one's life is what gives a person both light and understanding. Thus, it is appropriate that we use this psalm as the text for our meditation this morning, because this day, as you all know, here at Christ, is our rally day. A day in which we come together to promote the learning of God's Word. In our congregation, this day in our congregational life is a day that we rally around, we get excited about, and we recommit ourselves to Christian education. But not just Christian education for our children, but Christian education for all of us. For many years here at Christ, Rally Day was pretty much a day in which we focused on the children. It was a day organized by and in benefit of the Sunday school. And that was wonderful, and it was beautiful, and it was fun. But it left out the importance of Christian education for the majority of the congregation. Because as you look around and you can see, the most of our congregation are not little children. But yet we're all people who need to learn and to study and to grow in God's Word. Psalm 119 is not about just opening up God's Word for the little ones. It's about opening up God's Word and teaching it to all of God's people, child and adult alike. As such, in recent years now, our Rally Day emphasis has been on Christian education for the entire congregation. And thus, we no longer ask merely our teachers to organize and to plan the entire event, but we encourage everyone of every age, every part of the congregation, to get involved in making this day a great day of fellowship and commitment, recommitment for all of us. Now, having said that, I know, because I listen to people talk, I know that some of you think that you don't really need to study God's Word anymore. That you know enough. That you learned it all in confirmation already. And for those of you who think that, let me be perfectly clear, you are wrong. You're dead wrong. In fact, you're so wrong, I'm not sure how you could possibly be any more wrong. I've been studying God's Word intently and professionally now for about 34 years. It started for me on that path in college when I took 6 quarters of Greek translation and study of the New Testament, and then 3 quarters of Hebrew translation and study of the Old Testament. And then I went to the seminary for 3 years of intensive classroom study of God's Word, along with a year of practical study and use of God's Word on vicarage. And then finally, after all that, I graduated, and I was ordained, and they made me a pastor. Because, of course, I finally knew everything, right? Wrong. In fact, I don't know, I'm kind of curious to know, and I know there's 2 retired pastors in our congregation today, so you guys can't answer this, but I'm curious of how many of you know where the word seminary comes from. It's from the Latin. And it simply means a seed bed or a nursery. The name of the institution of higher learning and graduate studies in theology that all of us pastors have to go through reminds us that when we graduate, we are nothing more than a seed. We have only barely been planted in God's Word. Our knowledge and our understanding is still so very, very small. I went through 8 years of undergraduate and graduate studies to learn and study and be equipped in God's Word. And after all that time and all that study, I am recognized with the theological and biblical and faith knowledge equivalent to a seed. Now, I did not like that illustration and metaphor when I graduated the seminary after working so hard for so many years. But now, after 26 years of doing this stuff, this public ministry, I kind of finally get it. You see, every day as I read and I study and I translate and I cross-reference God's Word, I am simply amazed at how much I didn't know before, and I'm humbled at what I still need to learn. My friends, it is overwhelming. And the thought that anyone, a professor, pastor, layperson, whomever, could think for even one moment that he or she had already learned it all, or even could learn it all in confirmation class. It's so far-fetched that it's almost funny. I say almost because it isn't funny. Because you see, failing and neglecting to study and learn and meditate upon God's Word, that's no laughing matter. Because Jesus went to a cross to give his life, to die, to bring us light and hope and salvation. To ignore God's Word is to ignore Jesus, who is the Word of God in the flesh. And to grow in God's Word is to grow in one's relationship with Jesus, to grow in one's love for Jesus. Again, the one who died on a cross, who rose from a grave, to give you forgiveness of your sins, to give you the gift of everlasting life with God in His eternal kingdom. You see, you have to understand, Christian education is not just about learning a bunch of Bible stories. It's not just about memorizing a few Bible passages. Christian education is about getting to know Jesus. It's about falling more in love with Him every day. It's about being so overwhelmed with gratitude that sometimes you just break into tears because you know how loved and how cherished you are by the Almighty God of the universe. So loved and so cherished, more than you could possibly ever understand. And in spite of what you know you really deserve. We encourage and we promote and we push Christian education, both for our young and our old alike. Because to know God's word is to know God. That's why the psalmist called God's statutes wonderful and a lamp and his delight. That's why he stated that he loved God's law, that he meditated on it all day long. That's why we have the study of it as one of the four pillars of our mission statement here at Christ, and why we have a rally day each year. Because God's word is wonderful, and the study of it gives light and it gives understanding. May we each thus today recommit ourselves to spend this year being more intentional and more disciplined in our reading and in our study of God's word, that we might grow closer to Jesus. In his name and for his sake, amen.